You know what there isn't enough of on YouTube? People complaining about YouTube.
Yeah, so let's complain about YouTube.
Okay, so there's something on your mind. What is it?
I am really struggling with YouTube, and people complain about it all the time, so I try not to ever do it publicly. I could do it in the back of my head, sure. But this time, the reason it's a problem is because this time, I don't know how to adapt. Because I can't tell what the problem is. No matter how much I look through the data on the back end of YouTube, it seems like there is nothing you can do to improve your statistics. It's all completely random. So the reason I say that is because, for example, if you look at any video, the click rate on impressions, so you know your video shows up on a page, is about the same for every single video. Which tells me that the only reason one video would get more views than the other is just because it happens to be displayed more.
Oh, so whether it's something that you've put a lot of effort and advertising into doesn't really make a difference.
Yeah, it doesn't make a difference. Mm. I thought even about paying YouTube to promote the stuff that I want to be promoted, but I don't know. Something about that seems backwards, so I don't think I'm going to do it.
Well, I've just gone over to your page now to have a look at what you're getting at. I'm seeing that, yeah, the new season of Scribble Kibble, which you've put like a year of work into, versus our little podcast, which we poop out once a week on minimal effort, they're at roughly the same view counts to each other.
Yes, that's exactly it. So something that takes 40 hours to produce is performing as well as something that is literally a still image and some talking. So I guess it surprises me that that is happening, and I can't figure out why, because things that were doing really well 6 months ago or so are getting no results at all now.
I respect that this is probably worse now than it's been before, but have you found that it's been a symptom that's come and gone over the years? In regards to the stuff that you might put a ridiculous amount of effort in and then you get no views at all. And then there's also the opposite situation where there's something that you sort of just throw together in an afternoon and then it just takes off. Like it can be just as random for or against.
Yes, it's all pretty much random. That's the conclusion I've come to. So in fact, it almost seems I'd have to do a lot of studying. I've spent a lot of time looking into the numbers and I have 200 or so videos, so there's lots to look at. But it's basically what you said. It's all almost random, and there's nothing you can do, as far as YouTube is concerned, to improve your results. And it's not a matter of, like, I actually sat here and considered, well, maybe I'm just producing stuff that isn't good anymore. And I considered it, because I know a lot of people complain about, like, oh no, my stuff isn't doing well on YouTube. And they don't turn a critical eye to say, well, is this well produced? Is this interesting or different or useful?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, oh, nobody, you know, I'm uploading a Let's Play every single day and nobody's watching it. Well, there's so much of that stuff. So it's just surprising to me that something that had a track record of success is now sort of, it's almost as if I have no subscribers at all. So I tried asking them, and some people are saying they aren't getting my videos at all, or they're getting maybe one out of every four videos. But I'm thinking that's because they're looking on the home feed instead of in the subscriber page. Because as far as I can tell, everyone I'm subscribed to, I see every single thing they upload when I'm looking at that tab. But I'm figuring the average user doesn't use that tab. They just use their homepage. And whatever changed in 2019, the stuff that appears on the homepage now is very different for everybody, because I know I'm getting much more diverse and odd recommendations than I used to.
I tend to get recommended whatever I happen to be interested in that week. You know, you watch one video on a topic on a whim, and then suddenly your whole feed is full of it. And that's all I'll see for a couple of weeks till I will randomly think of something else. But the homepage is radically different to the subscriber page. I'll be getting shown videos from people whom I'm not subscribed to more often, just because I've been watching a couple of their things recently. Usually, like, maybe I don't even like them, but I was just watching out of morbid curiosity. Now it's difficult to escape.
Yeah, I think what you said is a lot of people will say, yeah, that's what happened. So, for example, I don't know how it happened, but when we're using the other TV in the other room to just watch, you know, garbage late at night, right now, that channel seems to be full of strange, fetishy ASMR Japanese videos. All three of those things together in one video. And they're labeled under the age-restricted category because they're just basically straight-up pornography with words.
Whoa. Okay.
And we can't figure out why that's happening. And then on my end, I'm getting recommended all of a sudden tutorials on building furniture. And then, like, my whole page, I didn't watch a single video about building furniture. But what's weird about this, what's really weird about this, is that on my side, I've noticed that the videos on my channel that are getting recommended to people are weird things that I made 3 or 4 years ago. And for some reason, that's being promoted while the new stuff is just not being displayed anywhere that people are using.
Maybe it's because the old stuff already has that momentum behind it. So the algorithm sees it as, hey, this could be popular, so let's promote it again. Whereas the new stuff hasn't got that momentum yet.
To a degree, yes. The stuff that has been successful, though, is always successful. Once it gets, if it gets that momentum in the very beginning, it just keeps going forever and ever. So the videos I've had that are popular stay popular for up to 5 years.
Wow.
Just because that's what YouTube decides to promote. It's not because that video is special in any particular way. There's lots of other videos like it. The couple that I'm thinking of in my head, it just happens to be what was randomly, you know, did well, performed really well out of the gate that day for whatever reason.
That's quite interesting because my experience has been the opposite. Like anything that has been sort of popular out of the gate has only lasted up to 48 hours and you can see that just sort of plummet immediately afterwards. But the couple of things that have remained having traction over a number of years, they had a slow start and they gained over time. And they were getting more views per day, you know, 2 or 3 years later than they were within the first 6 months.
That's the opposite. My experience has always been if the video doesn't do well in the first 48 hours, it's never going to do well.
Like it's just dead in the water.
Not that it's necessarily dead, but that it's you're looking at more of a slow growth or no growth. So example of that, there's an animation I did last year, which is a parody of this horribly written Harry Potter fan fiction by a robot, basically.
Okay.
So that video, I invested some money into it and paid some artists to help me with it and hired a narrator and stuff. Anyway, that video didn't take off. So it's slowly growing. It's one of the ones that I'm surprised, I guess, it kept going because it did, but it didn't take off the way I thought it would. And it just never did after that. In the meantime, sometimes, it's like you said earlier, sometimes you publish something and for really no discernible reason, it just takes off and then YouTube feeds on its own statistics to just keep promoting that thing.
Oh yeah, well those complete flukes of the easy things that happen to do really well, anytime I've tried to capture that lightning in a bottle, I've never been able to reproduce it.
It seems like if you really try to play into the system, it doesn't work.
Which is probably a good thing overall, because I don't really like this notion of everyone sort of adjusting their lives and sometimes even like betraying their own morals just to appease the algorithm gods. Like it's weirdly like cult-like in a way. Like it's almost as if the has the robot invasion already begun? People are already starting to serve the robots just so that they can try and get ahead in online marketing and things.
Yeah, that is true. Like, I think about that sometimes. I think about, well, if I could actually do whatever I wanted with my YouTube channel, what would I be doing? Because at the moment, I may as well just do that, because the stuff that I created to be what I wanted to do but also be something that would be successful on this particular platform is not working anymore. So my thought is, well, if things are as if I had 20,000 subscribers, because that's kind of how things are right now, if we're going back to those days, then I may as well do whatever the heck I want until the game changes again, right?
Well, as long as the people who are still watching do seem to be enjoying what you're putting out, and if that continues to be the case when you're doing whatever you want, then that is also the case. I've been experiencing that as well with in the later half of last year when I was doing videos like every other day or every day or so. That probably was the most fun I was ever having with the channel because I was really enjoying the process of fast turnover versus studio work, which is, you know, very long form content. And the thing that slowed me down this year is exactly this topic we're talking about, being like, oh man, you know, I've been doing this for several months, videos like every day, but, you know, none of them, you know, like cracking 1,000 views is a day to celebrate. So, you know, like it's pretty well nothing. So why am I investing so much time into videos every day when I could be working on something with a bit more substance like the game? So at the start of this year, I wanted to mix things up to have videos that had a bit more substance, they were a bit longer, they were a bit more well-researched. But that leads into simply not working on it at all, because now it's a project. It's not just something that's just sort of happening on a whim because it's something I'm actively thinking about and excited by. It's a project now. And putting time aside for a project that is such a risk in that way that almost certainly I will finish it, I'll put it out, and it's going to get the same amount of attention as something that was made in, you know, an hour and a half, is risky. Will it be worthwhile in the end? I don't know. I still want to do it because it's something that I've been wanting to do for like a couple of years. But it is interesting that perceived reception has as much of an impact on enthusiasm towards something as it does. Because it really shouldn't. Because it's like, it's like a different form of, it's not money because it doesn't actually make a difference to your day at all, but it's sort of like that age old like artist thing of like, oh, would you be doing this like if you weren't getting paid so much or whatever? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the artist question, which is like, should you just, are you just making art because you want to make art, or are you making art It's kind of like the artist who doesn't make any money and has nobody looking at their work, but they don't care because they're making art and they just live in a hole in the ground, right? But they feel like they're entitled to something because they're making art.
Yeah, it's that versus attention on the internet. Even though we're entering an age now where it's sort of the opposite, where, you know, the average person probably would want to avoid having attention on the internet because it usually would mean that you've attracted some sort of controversy.
That's true, but also, you know, the old saying, all publicity is good publicity. So even if something bad is to happen to you, you end up getting more followers because of it.
It depends on who you are. Like if you're someone with an already established audience, maybe, but if you're just the average Joe who has somehow ended up in a scandal by accident, then it's like,
oh,
that's the thing you will be known for forever. That's a whole different topic. That's not suited to a podcast about animation.
No, that crosses into territory of like young artists who have made images or certain types of fan art and have ended up with thousands of people sending them death threats and stuff like that. That's crossing into completely.
Oh boy, yeah. Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
I guess it could be positive too, though. Like you could be drawing some random fan art and you end up with a huge following. I just paused because I'm like, wait a minute, that sounds familiar.
It's the sustainability though. Like, it's often talked about on YouTube that taking a week or two off is sometimes like a death sentence. And if you're going away on holiday, then it's like almost crucial that there's a back catalog ready. And you know, the grind is pretty real. In making this new season of Scribble Kibble, you know, it took you about a half of a year and there was quite a large period of not a lot going on. How do you think that would have affected things versus if you were able to continue producing content on a weekly basis with no gap?
So that's what I'm wondering about. I'm wondering maybe my absence is what affected it. Maybe the episode titles are, it's so hard to know. That's the problem, is I can't go into the data and figure out what to do differently. Maybe the videos are too long. They're longer now. So I think my next experiment is going to be to not do the variety show type style and to instead cut it back to videos that are 3 to 4 minutes long.
Oh, really? You're gonna bail on the talk show thing already? Because you quite had your heart set on that.
Yeah, but it's very expensive to produce and it's not getting results. So that's kind of the problem. Like, there's other things I want to do as well. So you know, if I decide not to do that anymore, then maybe I could do some of my other ideas. And maybe the ideas that in the past would not have worked well on YouTube, maybe they will work well now.
Well, how do you know that that talk show format isn't working because people don't like it versus it simply hasn't gotten in front of people's screens yet?
Oh, see, that's the thing. And it's like, how many episodes do I have to do like that to figure out? Because two isn't really enough to make a decision.
Mm.
But the results so far have been very disheartening. So then it's kind of a matter of, I've already sunk so much into this project. Do I really want to keep going? Or should I just whittle it down into something more simple? So, I mean, which is fine. We just do, like, it's just, yeah.
I wish I had an answer. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't be in exactly the same boat that you are. Except on an even smaller scale, because when you say, like, oh, we're back to 20,000. Well, that was me on a good day. And now I feel like I'm down to, you know, 500. You know, like just one of those starting off ones. But maybe there are smaller niches to focus in on, because, like, although, you know, I don't really have a presence in, like, wider YouTube at all, there is still at least something somewhat minimal inside the Toon Boom niche. Like, entering a physical studio, there'll be a couple people there that have heard of me, or in some forums and things, it's still one of the recommended channels. But the thing is, I don't really know why, because the content that I have there isn't very well-rounded anymore. So I respect that I've very much fallen behind and there's a lot of work to do to catch up. I don't even know if I can. Maybe like going the route of more like an animation news channel that's pumping out something every 2 weeks could work. Because that, like, Scribble Kibble sort of does that already. Like, episodes have taken the form of something more news-like, where you're jumping onto a trending topic, and it's very vast, everything from recommended equipment to tutorials to breaking down technique.
Yeah, but that's more like news that stays fresh, right? If it were, because I considered with the talk show talking about recent topics, and the problem with that, of course, is then it's not something you need to watch again, or it quickly becomes irrelevant. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I don't know. Maybe with this show, I'll just kind of go back to what I was doing, which is whatever I happen to be watching that I think is cool, I'll pull it up, and maybe instead of just analyzing it, I'll do an opinion piece instead. I mean, it's kind of a struggle because what I want to do with the show is highlight stuff that people don't know about. But the problem now is that nobody's seeing the show, so the doing that doesn't make any sense. Do you see what I mean? Like, I really wanted to let everybody know about the Sublo and Tangy Mustard show because it's so great, and it's just nothing, right? No results. So then I thought, well, when the Steven Universe episode comes out, that's a thing everybody's searching for. That, I mean, videos, there's 40-minute long videos about Steven Universe with millions of views, and it's just a person talking about whatever. So I guess we're kind of coming back around to the, you know, amount of effort versus results. So when you're a creator and you spend, you know, maybe a couple hours editing down a podcast and putting some video and a thumbnail to it, and you get the same results as when you spend a whole week on a single video, why in the world would you do that anymore?
how long have you been doing this?
Doing what?
Just this channel and these projects.
The channel is 11 years old now, 11 or 12 years old.
Wow. And Scribble Kibble?
Scribble Kibble started. So the show's almost 5 years old.
So the world and the internet's changed a lot since then. And
yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like maybe it's time to stop or change it.
And one of the trickier things of all is, it's just a more flooded market in general, no matter what you're doing. The amount of entertainment that exists now is so incredibly vast that sometimes I even wonder if, like, animation is the right thing to be doing, because what is it actually contributing? People, out of everything in the world, people don't need more entertainment. I suppose there's a quality versus quantity issue where you often have to wade through a lot of crap, and there's probably only...
Oh, there's so much garbage.
There's only a handful of, like, really quality shows coming out each year, I suppose. So there is room for good stuff. But even then, just even if you do make something really good, standing out is tough.
It's tough, yeah. And that's kind of making me think, now you're talking about value and, like, what's worthwhile to do in the entertainment industry, right? Have you ever sat down and thought to yourself, well, what's the purpose of being in the entertainment industry, especially if you've come from a background where you were really interested in, like, changing things, like political change or making a difference and that or that, and then you end up in the entertainment industry?
Well, there's so many different directions it can go, and it's sort of like, I think my favorite example for that is the aspiring writer. You know, they're going to be some popular author or whatever, but they find themselves in, like, a tabloid magazine. But it's, you know, it's still writing, I guess. You know, so they kind of keep going, even though it is so far removed from that original dream. And maybe animation is somewhat similar, because you can be working on a show that you might not be very interested in, or rather one that you just know that it's not going to take off. But, you know, it's still animation and it pays the bills. Everyone needs a job. So, you know, it's not all bad. And it is, you know, if you ever end up in a situation where you get to work on something that people really care about and it has a positive impact in their lives, then that's wonderful. Unfortunately, you can't formulate that. Otherwise, everybody would do it. Yeah, we sort of just keep working. And, you know, if we're lucky, we'll happen to end up on something that will have an impact. And I guess YouTube is the same sort of thing, but on a bit of a smaller scale, because it's, you know, you as an individual,
well, yeah,
rather than a big budget thing. You know, you're making something for yourself. It's kind of fun. And, you know, sometimes it's a bit of a grind. And if you're lucky, it'll end up having a bit of an impact. The downside, though, is the whole sustainability. You know, having a successful channel isn't just it can have a positive impact on people. It also can pay you rent.
Well, I doubt that. I mean, at least for a channel like mine or yours.
Oh, yeah, good point. Even successful channels don't pay rent.
Well, that's the other thing. I was going to say, just the money that you get from it. Right now, I'm actually, I don't know. I'm wondering maybe if I should just stop for a while. Like, we'll keep doing the Animoot because that's, you know, this is a simple thing for us to do. It takes a couple of hours and it's done. But if I stopped focusing so much on YouTube, I could do more commissions, more contracts, and that pays so much better. So it's like, how much, and you know, I've been doing this for 5 years now. I'm a little bit burnt out. Anyway, sounds like I'm quitting. I'm not quitting. I'm trying to re-strategize my business and maybe think about, yeah.
No, you just sound defrazzled. It's very normal when, you know, you've put a lot of effort into a new project and then you look at the figures and it's just very disheartening. So when I came back and was doing the daily videos, I made it a thing to just not look at analytics. I could read comments and things, but I couldn't look at the numbers. Because if I saw that they were stagnating or going down, which they were, every time I uploaded, I actually lost subscribers that day. So if I had looked at the analytics every day, it would have been a real bummer. I ignored that and just focused on, well, I'm having fun doing it, so whatever. And I slowed down more because I needed to focus time on other projects as opposed to not having fun with it anymore. And now it's sort of, I'm more in a rut because I'm just out of the flow of recording and being in performance mode and planning videos out and stuff. It's a lot easier to sort of just put music on and animate as anyone would. So I know that once I get back into recording again, I'll be like, oh, let's do five. But I know I can't expect anything to come of it. Not really. It's a shame.
Yeah, it's a shame. It's just, I guess there's a lot of stuff out there and it's just trying to be lucky, I guess. And that's sort of the other thing I was thinking about is I have all these people who are saying, oh man, I'm going to make this series on YouTube. It's going to be so great. And probably expecting that people are going to look at it. But even if it were really fantastic, you know, it could just end up that it doesn't get pushed anywhere and nobody really sees
it.
It
doesn't get traction, yeah. It's been a long time since the, you know, the heyday of Newgrounds, I guess, where
Oh, man.
That was a time where if you made something good, you could pretty much expect that people would see it. Like, that's just how it worked. And the community was small enough that it would get pushed, but...
Yeah, but now, if it isn't good, it has to be good to even have a chance, right? Because everything on the top page of Newgrounds is just really good. Same thing with YouTube. It's just...
Oh, just like, there's the quality of online animators? Yeah, for sure. Sorry, I thought you were talking about just like, everything on YouTube has to be good. I'm like, are you sure?
No, a lot of the stuff really
popular is not great.
Well, yeah, that's always the frustration is, right? Like, you put so much effort into a thing and then there's other channels with millions of views that don't... You know, it's just a still image, or it's just a...
Yeah. But when I think, would I want to be super popular for making something like that? Not really.
It's not the popularity. It's more like the money at this point. I mean, let me put it this way. When a video gets a few million views, that pays out really well.
Right. Does it, though? Because I thought, like, even then it was like, maybe you break even, because and Patreon and merchandise was the only thing that works nowadays.
Yeah, depending on how much effort you put into it, right? You're looking for the type of video where you put maybe 40 hours of effort into it and it gets a few million views. That's a video that'll pay out well. Of course, with YouTube, it's almost inverse. It's like the more effort you put into it, the less monetary value you're going to get out of it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. That's why all of the it's why all the short skit channels went away such a long time ago.
Yeah, so I guess the real answer is just to make quick, short stuff. Just stuff. Ugh, but I hate that, right? That hurts my artist sensibility, right? Like, no, I don't want to make garbage, okay? That's not what I'm here to do.
Yeah, I don't think it's the answer, because that's going back to you're just doing whatever it takes to please the algorithm gods. And at that point, are you even human anymore? You're just another cog in the machine. I'll do whatever it takes. It's not worth it.
Yeah, it's not worth it. So, anyway. I guess the moral of the episode is it's not worth it.
There's no moral. There is no moral to this episode. We don't have an answer to this. When, you know, we're not very big time. I guess it's very hard at your end because, you know, like, I would have definitely considered you like a big time person. You know, this subscriber count still has a 250,000 sitting there.
It's still going up too. That's the weird thing. It's like everybody's subscribed, but nobody's watching. It's almost as if they're subscribed to be like, yeah, I'm subscribed to her. Yep. But they don't watch anything. Ah!
It doesn't mean that it's going to show up in their home feed though. And that's the kicker. You need to be actively watching their stuff every day for it to be showing up in the home feed.
Yeah, so I'm thinking what I'm going to do is I'm just going to prioritize what I actually want to do. So I want to do more collaboration stuff and multi-animated projects and that. So maybe I'll just kind of tone back ScribbleKib a little bit and spend more time on organizing collaboration video. I mean, that's what I feel like doing right now, so I may as well.
It's difficult to tell. Like, you know, maybe it'll only... And any new format might take another 6 months to build up. So
that's the thing. Yeah, I know. You're right, though. It will be that way.
So, you know, the results that you're seeing right now, these low view counts, is probably not the result of the work you've done that week. It's probably the work of 6 months ago when your channel was pretty barren. And maybe in 6 months from now, it'll have quite a bit of traction again because of the work you're doing today.
I'm too old for this. Anyway, I'll keep at it. I think I'm just going to not, you know, decrease the frequency of the ambitious episodes, right? So instead of every episode being an ambitious episode, we'll just have one of those maybe once a month or something.
Try not to get too down on yourself. I think you're doing a good job. And, you know, it seems that everybody who is watching agrees.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I know people like it. It's just not getting distributed, and I don't know what to... Yeah, I'll be patient. Sometimes you just have to not look at the numbers, like you said, and you just make your thing that makes you happy and put it out there and be patient. All right. Well, yep, thanks for listening. This is Animoot. So join us every Monday morning for a new animation discussion.
And good luck with achieving good fortune. As opposed to actually being good or not.
Yes, we wish you good luck.
Okay, bye.